All right, guys, welcome back to week six, I think, maybe.
I think that's right.
The final 30, 45 minutes worth. Adam, what's going on?
Okay, so the dark humming shape on the insectoid alien planet, moves from the building. It seems like firing the plasma weapon, the blast or the sound or something startled it from whatever it was doing, and it's now lifted off, and there's this sort of like quickly resolving shadow moving towards you. So you guys want to run for it?
Make a bolt for the door, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody
I'm just
roll
shoulder it as hard as I can in one.
Everybody
motion.
roll initiative, please.
Ooh. What is that?
So it's a D8 plus or minus your dexterity.
And dex is.
Why do I always type plus and then fucking have to like take that out and write minus on every fucking thing I roll?
Oh, Piani.
Okay, so
it was nice knowing you. Don't know who's gonna.
I thought it was initiative.
It is. Yeah. So Sakarian goes first. Higgs and Victor follow immediately. You three make the dash for the door of the shed, the like generator shed. You run to where the door is. Sakarian, you hit it first. The door is open. It's like a sliding door. It's open, but it's like jammed shut. Like you can't just. It doesn't just slide out of the way. Then you can start pulling on it if you want.
I tell them get the door open. I'll hold it off, and then I'm gonna back away and fire a shot off.
Okay. All right. So just like you're just gonna shoot at the shape.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll your attack. So you're gonna roll because it's been a while. You're gonna roll D20. Add your projectile weapons, whatever your appropriate skill is for that.
Yeah.
Add your base attack bonus, and you're gonna add its armor class, which is 3.
My I'm plus 1 for projectile weapons. I don't know what my base is. Oh, the plasma. Oh, it's plus 3.
Yeah. Are you level 1 to 3? So you have a bonus of 1. Then you have your dexterity bonus if you have one.
1.
Yeah, and then you have your weapons. You should be plus 3.
Okay, so I'm just at plus 3.
And then plus another 3. So roll a d20, add 6, and you need a 20 or better. So you get a 14.
Just 15.
Damn. Okay, you hit it. So roll damage.
Oh, I thought you said 20 or better.
Oh, yeah, you have a 15 total. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, okay. So you fire at it, or where you think it is, but it drops faster than you expect, and your plasma bolt illuminates kind of a corridor of the smog as it flies over its head.
Is it one creature?
Yeah, it is. Sakarian and so you're there. You take the shot. You yell at these guys, like, get the door open. Kovacs and Higgs, you guys arrive at the door pretty much at the same time, like simultaneously. What are you gonna do?
Could we like both just slam into the door and try to open it and get in?
It's a sliding door, so you have to grab it and pull it. If you slam into it, you'll just bounce off.
Damn it! I slide the door open.
Okay. Higgs, do you want to help?
If it looks like he's struggling with it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's jammed shut, right? Like, it's...
Okay, yeah, I definitely help.
All right.
So, Higgs, make a... roll 2d6, add your strength. If you can get a 7 or better, you can add 1 to Tough Guy Scientist.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Reroll it, Higgs.
It's not a skill check. He doesn't have open doors as a skill. He didn't go to open doors.
Dang it!
It's not an expert door opening.
Fortunately, Victor Kovacs is very strong.
Nice.
I'll take a 9.
Okay. It'll take you the rest of this round to get the door open, but at the beginning of the next round, everyone will have the opportunity to book it.
I'll take that.
Okay. So, Sakarian, you can hear them like grunting and pulling at the door, and you hear the door scraping behind you. The thing that still, like, as it's descending, you can't really see it. It lands between you and Piani. Piani, you're running forward and it just lands in front of you.
Facing Sakarian?
It's facing Sakarian. It lands with its back to you because he fired the plasma weapon and that's what's got its attention. So think of it, I mean, you're all gonna imagine a different thing, but it's mostly, if you need to draw an analog to like an earth insect, it's like I guess like a cockroach mostly. Like it's a winged sort of beetle, kind of flattish. It's not like a round like a stag beetle. It lands on 4 legs, and then it's got 2 front legs, sort of like a mantis, like 2 big hooked kind of claws. And then it's got little mandibles in its face. And there is something, like some kind of bluish like fluid like dripping off of its mouth, like it was just recently feeding.
Fucking blue fever. Oh,
okay.
And yeah, it's totally, it's high as fuck. It's actually, when it lands, it drops whatever it's chewing on. You can see that it's got like a long, like a length of like power cable that it's pulled off of the building. And it drops that on the ground when it lands. And it seems to be fixated, its big segmentizer fixated on the end of your plasma weapon. And it like turns its head and is sort of like moving towards you, Mr. S. So it's gonna attack you. And then, Piani, what are you going to do?
I suppose Piani's gonna like fuck. I want to strafe around it so I'm actually closer to the team.
Okay, and you can do that. You can move, but you can also take an action. You won't be able to get if you go like quite a ways around it.
Yeah, even if like if I'm directly behind it, even if I strafe like 90 degrees, so I'm at sure. least yep. somewhat closer to the squad. And then yes, I would like to take a snap at it with my laser rifle.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'll let you do that first. So same as before, its armor class is 3.
So, and I have I get a +1 for this thing, right? Automatically.
Yeah, because it's a laser weapon.
And then, can I burst fire it?
I think so. Is that a quality of this weapon?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Laser rifle, yes, burst fire. So +2 to hit and damage, but uses up 3 rounds of ammo.
Video cameras.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell just happened to it.
Group video is unavailable at this moment. Please try again in a bit. What?
What? We gave it our best shot, guys.
We tried. I mean, that's all we can do.
I'm trying to...
I know, it truly is. Love radio shot.
Let me hang up and I'll try to call everyone again.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
It's so fucking weird. Yeah, that worked. We tricked it. Ha!
God.
Get fucked, like, Skype! What's up, motherfucker?
Get wrecked, Skype.
Get wrecked. So it's a D20 +1 +3.
Yeah. Yeah, and you need a 20 or better to hit it.
Fuck.
Okay. Mm. So you fire your rifle, and it's got its like shell open because it's just landed, so its wings are all up. And you the laser rifle hits the edge of its outer shell and just deflects off. The surface is like reflective and it just blasts off into the dirt. So it lunges forward at Mr. Sicarian, kind of like grasping with its like front mantis-y arms, trying to grab you and take your weapon away because it wants to eat it. What's your armor class?
2.
Okay, cool. So it's got +2.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how we do. Bam.
Whoa!
Okay. So it doesn't grab you, but it lunges forward and lashes out with one of its sort of scythe arms and just like slashes against your armor. You get knocked back. You're gonna take some damage. Oh, you only take 1 damage. You're absorbed. Yeah, the armor absorbs.
Tis but a flesh wound.
Yeah, it cuts a deep gouge in the front plate of your suit, but you're more or less okay. You're a little sweatier than you were a minute ago, but that's how it does. So it's your turn again.
So does he only take 1 point of damage or none because of his armor absorbing it?
He takes the whatever the roll was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's okay.
So yeah, it's just me being flowery with my language.
It gives to the other guy's attack. So my armor class of 2 means that he only gets +2.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. He would have a much easier time hitting like Piani here.
Sure.
Yeah. I say like, I just kind of say over my shoulder like, a little bit of assistance would be nice, and then I fire off again.
Okay.
D20 +6. Son of a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, so you fire another shot at it, and the plasma hits it in the sort of like shoulder. I mean, it doesn't really have shoulders, it's a big cockroach, but you hit it, and it just splashes onto its carapace. There's some steam that comes off of it, but it doesn't seem to penetrate or hurt it. Victor and Higgs, what are you two doing? You got the door open now. There's long concrete stairwell with a guardrail that leads down into the building.
I yell, "Everybody in! Sicarian, go for the right leg!" And I dive inside of the building.
I'm just gonna dive down the stairs.
You could do it.
If you die of a broken neck right now, it's
damn it.
That's how it falls down the stairs and dies.
Don't the stairs have to make an attack roll or something?
I
pop off a shot at the thing, and then I run down the stairs.
Okay. Bam. Go ahead and make your shot.
It's plus dexterity?
Dex bonus, any attack bonus you have, and then if you have a 1 or better in your skill, you get a bonus to it.
Ah, man. Yeah, I got nothing.
We knew that.
Oh, shit!
Damn.
You got everything you need, Mr. Fuck. Kovacs.
The 1 in 20.
Yeah!
All right, roll damage, man.
Was that a 5% chance?
Yep.
5 awesome. Damage. Bow! Right. I just like shoot it in one of its eyeballs or something like that.
You just let off a panic shot, and as it lunges for security, and it gets nice and close, and you just like gat it in the face. And there's like a spray of goo as you penetrate its carapace with your bullets, and then you run down the stairs.
I go whoop 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 as I go.
Okay, so you get your full movement down the stairs, but you get out of the like. Do you have one of the light?
Yeah, I had a flare.
Rave stick? Okay, cool. So it ignites enough, it gives you enough light to run down the stairs. There's about like a 2-story worth of stairs, and you can get almost to the bottom.
Adam.
Yes?
There's no critical hits in this game, is there?
No, there are no critical hits.
Damn it.
It's okay. We all know you rolled a 20. We're really proud of you.
It took a lot of skill.
Well, Victor is doing that. What would you like to do?
How far away is this thing from us?
Not very, like 10 meters maybe.
What is the range on a grenade?
That's a good question.
Not the range of like, well, I guess the damage proximity is what I'm asking.
The explosion radius.
Yeah.
Here we go. 5 meters. So if you throw it and it lands like directly under the thing, you won't hit Sicarian or Piani, but if you miss...
What if I try to throw it behind it?
Like you want to lob it over? And like,
yeah, so it hits
just,
the thing.
Just catch
back.
It in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, if you're not trying to get it in, like, a direct radius, yeah, you can...
The other option is, what bonuses do I get for just shooting it? It's D20 plus its armor plus 1 for the inherent laser pistol. Is there anything else?
If you have a base like attack bonus, you'll get to add that, but I don't think at level... Yeah, no, you won't get a base attack bonus until level 5.
If I use my tactics of 1, would I get any bonus on the grenade lob?
No.
Fuck.
You can use tactics to help other people fight better, but not you.
Okay, what if I look at this thing and discern the best way of like dealing with it to try to give Sicarian a bonus for his next attack?
Yeah, you want to... Yeah, I mean, that's what tactics is for, right? To be like, security, and you should do this, and then book it down the stairs or whatever.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Sure. Yeah, just make a... Roll 2d6, add your tactics. If you can get a 7 or better, securing, you can get a +1 to your next...
What is tactics based off of? Int?
Intelligence.
7 or better?
Yes, please.
9.
Nice. Okay. So, you... Yeah, I mean, you can tell that the thing seems to be attracted to energy... It's obviously like drawn to Sicarian's weapon, and he can use that to his advantage. So you impart that information to him.
What is this guy saying in chat? He says assault suit is 2 AC -1 for Dex. Does Dex help your AC?
Yeah. It would normally your Dex would get added, but you're
because I'm a +1 on Dex.
Yeah, so you just don't count that. So you're fine. Because the armor slows you down, right? Like, if you're a ninja master and you're wearing space marine armor, you can't do backflips.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Actually, space marines could definitely do backflips.
They can't. Because no way could a space marine do a backflip.
Their power armor has servos.
We'll talk about this later. All right. So, Higgs, do you want to run after Victor now down the stairs?
I'd like to try to shoot this thing. If you want to let me do it in the same round, but I'm not going to run downstairs when.
Okay. I think you're using the you're going to use your action to give the bonus to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll like take cover or something. I'll like hunch down and like look at the fight occurring, but I'm not going to run down or anything.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, yeah, the bug doesn't seem to notice you that much anyway. Piani, you and your new insectoid friend get to go. What are you going to do?
Is it focused on me?
No, it's totally after the plasma rifle that happens to be in Mr. Scarion's hands.
So I can strafe around to the team in this round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
sure.
then and can, get behind them and take a shot.
Yeah, I mean, Securian is like up front, and then everybody else is kind of in an arc behind him. Victor's now down the stairs. You can go and join Higgs in the space behind Mr. Adams.
Yeah, as long as I can take a shot.
Yeah, you'll get a clear shot. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. So you continue the half circle around it, and then you want to take a shot with your weapon.
Yeah, and so you said this thing had AC-3, right?
It does, yes.
So at actual roll, I want to fire burst again. So I get plus one for the laser rifle, and then plus six for the burst and the AC?
The burst gives you a plus two,
I think. Oh, plus two. So five.
So plus six total.
Plus six
yes.
total.
Yes, yeah, plus six total. Yeah, two for Great. The burst, three for the AC, and then one for your own natural ability to pew-pew.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
So you're firing at it, and again, it's not a question of hitting it. It's just that its carapace is reflecting the light of the laser, and it's not hitting it. So it's going to go after Mr. Sicarian again.
Mm-hmm.
This bug's hungry. Ah, misses. Okay, so lunges for you, but you managed to move out of the way, or your armor protects you. Some combination of the two. And you're good to go. So it's your turn, Mr. Sicarian. What do you want to do? Everybody's
I'm taking
behind.
Steps back towards the door.
Okay.
But I fire off another volley, and okay. This time with the plus one for the tactics.
Okay.
God damn it.
Fucking Christ.
I used up all my good rolls earlier, apparently. I can't hit the
Yeah, to open hey, fucking man, look, doors.
There's no problem if you want to shoot an inanimate object. This isn't to shoot a giant
gets me all cocky.
Eating bug. Yeah. hard times. Okay, so you're moving backwards. We'll say like half your speed. You're like right at the threshold of the door. The three of you, like you and Higgs and Piani, are kind of all in a line with the door right behind.
We're like scuba doing this door. Where like I'm at the bottom and like Piani's in the middle, and it's a car is just like leaning over the top.
Your head's poking out. Yeah. Higgs, what do you want to do? Because you're still upstairs. And then
so how far away is Mr. S from this thing?
All three of you are maybe like 2 meters from it now. Like it's right up in your face.
Yep.
It's too big to fit in the door. Like it could maybe get like one of its arms in there, kind of like poke its head in, but this monster's way too big to fit inside. But also it was chewing on the power cables, so see what happens.
I feel really safe right about now. Just saying.
At the bottom of the stairs in the dark mm-hmm. alone.
If I roll, or sorry, if I make an action to throw a grenade, are Piani and Mr. S not going to be able to move until the next round? Like, how would that work combat-wise?
Well, Piani, so you'll throw the grenade now. The grenade will explode on your next action, unless you want to cook it, right? You could hold it and then throw it and blow it up.
That never works.
No, like just plug your arm off.
Yeah.
Kill everyone around you. So if you throw it now, it'll explode on your next turn, essentially. Piani goes immediately after you guys do, you and Victor do, and then Mr. S will go after Piani and the bug go. So the bug will get one more action before Mr. S can withdraw.
And we're all in a place where it can't fit?
Not yet. You're standing outside with it right in front of you. It could attack any of you right now if it wanted to.
But it can't fit inside of this door.
No, once you get inside and down the stairs, it won't be able to fit inside.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to throw a nade and like have this end terribly. I'm just going to like walk down the stairs, and if I can, I can walk further enough inside to where I can still shoot it if I can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, only one person's going to be able to occupy the stairwell and still shoot, but for right now, that can be you. You can take a shot at it and then go down the stairs.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a shot.
Okay.
It's AC is what?
Three.
So I'm just rolling d20 plus four.
Holy.
What does a one mean in this? Anything?
It's nothing.
Nothing. There's no critical fails either.
So I just like turn and shoot the wall. I'm like, well, that was too much bourbon.
Shot as you pull the gun out.
Yeah. I just like shoot the ceiling. I'm like, shit.
Perfect.
Just blow a hole in your holster. Okay, yeah, you shoot at it and it doesn't affect it, and then you move out of range of it. You won't be able to grab at you next turn. Piani, what do you want to do? You want to do the same? You want to take a shot and then run inside?
Yes. Same config. Burst fire as this clip just fucking just goes into nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
And I fucking hit something.
Peony saves the day.
What's my fucking damage?
Burst fire. So you deal for a laser rifle. It's a D10 plus two.
For the
because you burst fire. D10 plus two.
Okay.
Oh,
shit.
Big damage.
Big fucking damage. Fucking face.
All right, so you start firing the rifle kind of at ground level and wave it up, and it severs like one of its walking legs and then part of its front claw, both of which tumble to the ground. The thing kind of lurches forward and falls on its like frontmost stump. And it's kind of like kicking the dirt and scrambling back. Its wings open up and start beating. There's dust everywhere. And it's making this really high-pitched, like, horrifying, like, shrieking noise. And Peony, I need you to make a will save, please.
A will save? Do I get a plus to anything with that?
Just roll a d20 and try to get higher than your
will. Than my what?
It's a mental effect save in this.
A mental effect. So
just
what am
roll
I?
Roll a d20, get a 12 or better.
You're going to become compassionate for beetles.
Oh, I almost roll it in chat. That
same thing as charm, yeah.
Roll d20.
8! Yeah. Okay. Oh,
nice. Right.
Bug.
So here's the thing. The shrieking sound that happens, you hear it in your ears first, and then you get hit by like a wall of like fluid psychic energy. Just like pummels against you.
Whoa.
The other characters in the party, the other guys, you guys don't really notice it. Like, you maybe feel like a sudden sense of dread, but it mingles with your like adrenaline and the stuff from the combat. But Peony, because you have MES, because you're psychically sensitive, you recognize it as like a sudden burst of like pain. You're able to erect your psychic defenses, so it kind of washes over you. But you literally like you're feeling the pain you just inflicted on this beetle thing. But yeah, so it doesn't affect you, thankfully.
Good shooting, Peony.
So while that's happening, the bug is flailing, and it's going to attack the only target that's still available. It's going to attack Mr. S before it probably attempts to fuck off. So let's see.
It's not dead.
No, it's still pretty healthy. Just lost a leg. It's too hurt. It's like flailing around. It tries to lunge for you one last time. Completely misses. Hits the wall. Maybe crumbles part of the wall, but doesn't hurt you.
I return fire.
Don't shoot it!
I think you rolled 14 every attack roll against this
enemy.
There's like a 12 in there or some shit, too.
Alright, so
what's
you fire
your feeling, Peony?
But it's moving really erratically, and you fire high, and it goes over its head. Do you want to run down into the facility where...
Me? No, I'm sitting there trying... I'm walking towards it, if anything.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of scrambling back. It's still lashing out at you, but it's not like aggressive now. Now it's trying to like make whatever's hurt. It doesn't really necessarily see you all as individual entities. It just knows something is hurting it, and it's lashing out, trying to get you to stop. Victor, you're downstairs. What do you want to do?
I hold up my torch and I look at what's around me. Like, is this some kind of generator room, or is there like an arrow saying generator room this way, come this way to turn on the power to the main building?
Yeah, you're in a hallway. It seems like it was carved out of the like rock. You're not in like a constructed area. There's a metal to give university like flatness to the floor. There's like a metal grated kind of gangplank that leads down. There's a massive bundle of rubber like cabling and insulation above you that leads off into the dark, and then the power's that way.
I shout back over my shoulders, guys, John Hammond tells me to follow the cables, so I'm gonna go back this way. I start marching.
Okay. All right.
Him and Ian Malcolm.
Higgs, do you wanna go with them, or you wanna stay where you are?
No, we're going for the kill shot on this creature. We gotta my moment
okay
of glory.
So right now Peony is in front of you in the stairs, so you can't like shoot up past her at the bug. Also, it's backing up, so it's going to be out of your shooting range.
Can I walk up to the top of the stairs and take a shot?
Yeah you can get in front of Peony
at this point. At what point can I like leave combat and just walk? Do I still need to wait for my turn to get the fuck away from this thing?
Yeah, I mean, if you choose on your like Victor is basically out, but on your next turn, Peony, if you want to run to the bottom of the stairs, you're out of the fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's gonna fly away on that turn, and then Mr. S will get one more shot at it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot. I'm
okay, so Higgs, you get up to the top of the stairs, you kinda trade places with Piani, and you get a clear shot at it. Go ahead.
Shoot it.
Fucking god damn it. 11.
Okay, nope. You miss. The bug creature will make one more attack on Mr. S before fleeing.
This is the one that kills him.
Nope. Protected by your armor.
I keep walking forward.
Okay, yeah, it's like staggering back and making noise. And
got it! Awesome.
So,
even like a
story down, you can still feel like the waves of its like terror kind of like washing over you. And maybe, Victor, you notice like Piani looks like really pale.
You'll notice, Adam, Mr. Sakarian doesn't know what that emotion feels like.
It's like you have power armor for your feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and kill it. Good. Yes. All right. So, it starts to take off, right? It unfolds its wings, gets up in the air, but it's still kind of facing you, and it exposes its belly, and you just fire a plasma shot. It penetrates its armor, kind of like lodges itself in its organs, and then detonates. And just
as it explodes, I turn to the group, or at least what is still above ground.
It's just me.
Say, superheated energy will in fact kill that.
Yeah, you look at me and I've got my pistol, and even though there's nothing like smoke, I just blow at it and then like twirl it back in my thing. I'm like, we did it, buddy. And I shoot you like the finger gun.
Awesome. Okay.
I love Higgs.
So yeah, upstairs, Higgs, you and Skirin have this like big alien egg thing. It's like a corpse with goo everywhere. And it's still kind of squirming, like it's separated from its abdomen and its arms are kind of like pulling it through the ground before it dies. And then downstairs, you guys are in the relative cool dark of the generator room. What do you want to do?
Is it the generator room?
Yeah, I mean, if you follow
the
thing, you'll eventually get to the room where the generator
is. So is it on?
There's a set of like a bunch of bays of like hydrogen cells. And there's one cell that's currently in active. Like you can see like red lights running all the way across the cells. One of them is green. And it's like blinking. And it's right now. But yeah, there's a big terminal with some like manual switches and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I know this kind of system. You have to pump, you have to prime the pump 3 times. In order to give enough power to kickstart the reaction. Yeah. So I go over and I start. I'm going to science it to make sure I actually know what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Make a. I don't know if this is science. This would be tech, probably.
Crap.
It'd be post tech. Mechanical and electronic technology developed after the scream.
So okay. So in that case, I get a 7 instead of an 8.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, you can probably muddle your way through the instructions. They're written on here in Arabic, but they have diagrams.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so I start, you know, turning on. Ch-chink, ch-chink, ch-chink.
Okay. So upstairs, Higgs, you and Mr. Sakarian, do you want to do anything, or do you just want to wait here for them to finish powering things?
Kind of walk down there with them, I guess, probably.
Go check it out. Okay. Higgs, you too?
No, I'm going to stay up top and just, like, watch to see if anything else comes. I'm going to stay, like, in the hole of the stairs down, but I'm going to just look around.
Yeah. I clap them on the shoulders as I walk by them.
Yeah.
Take a selfie with the bug.
You know, once Mr. S goes down, I might.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so after a few minutes of you mess up the order once or twice, but you figure it out eventually, Kovacs, and you get the cells all up and running, and you can see Higgs, like you can see lights coming on as he's flipping on each cell.
Yeah.
So perimeter lighting for the buildings are going on. You see the comms tower start blinking red with this big like emergency light as it comes on. There's a like a landing spotlight that comes on for a second over at the dock, and then there's a loud like sound of popping, like a giant light bulb bursting, and then the light goes off over at the docking bay.
Okay.
And almost immediately after you pop on the last cell, a loud like air raid siren kind of starts going off in the base, and you guys can hear it like downstairs, like it echoes in through the through the.
Were there any terminals in this building that would still give us access? Like, is there a terminal where I can attempt to shut the alarm off?
There is a terminal. That's not what its intended purpose was. It if you make a computer's roll, you can certainly do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Piani's got a fucking headache right now. The alarm isn't helping. My computer's just zero, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so just intelligence.
Yep. No, I don't. I do not. So, 7.
Right. Cool. Yeah, you managed to get the alarm to go off at least. It takes a few minutes of like rerouting stuff, but yeah, the alarm goes off and then it's just like silent again. But Higgs, you're upstairs. You can hear. There's a distinct change in the general sort of sound ambiance. You hear a faint like rumbling sound in the distance. Somewhere to the north of here.
Rumbling in what sense? Like spinning? Like something? A turbine is turning? And
hard to say. You can make a perception check if you want to try and like you like lean in and kind of listen, try and pick it up from the wind.
Perception's 2d6.
Yeah, right. Plus your wisdom if you have a wisdom bonus.
Do I have wisdom? No, a fucking minus. Why'd I ask? 6.
Okay. No, but you can't tell what it is, but it's actually not one sound. It's like. A lot of individual sounds blending into one noise.
Yeah, I finished my selfie for Spacebook and go over the comms and inform the party of all the things that I'm hearing and seeing.
Okay.
From the distance.
All right. So Higgs gets on the comms and basically says like, yeah, you know that bug noise. You start to hear more. Piani, you get a message on your comms terminal from Pi, and it's prefaced like it's just a text message, but it's prefaced in brackets with the word truth first, and then the message, and then the message says something's coming, and that's probably a good place for us to stop for the evening, I think.
Truth, that's awesome.
Yep, that's great. That's
fucking awesome.
Love Pi.
There you go. Cool. Let's do some shout-outs then, and then we will call it a show. Steven, start us off.
Space Marines line. Totally can backflip because...
Did you Google Space Marine backflip?
No, because they can in Eternal Crusade, which is the game that I'm working on, and you should go check it out because
can
it's a Warhammer
40,000 game. Can you actually do a backflip in your
game? Yeah, you can do like dodge rolls, so you can like roll to the side, forwards, or back. So it's not really a backflip. It's more like a back roll.
Back
touch. I hope you're more honest when the game comes out, Steven.
We've done research, Jeff. Research. We actually spoke with real live Space Marines.
Oh shit!
Boom.
You should check out some stuff. If you like Adam's GMing, you should come to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/silentosiris, because Adam is kind enough to join me for an awesome show about running role playing games called Being Everything Else, and it's great and awesome, and I love it. So check me out on the internet. You can find me all over the place at Silent Osiris. The end. This is awesome.
There you go. Jeff, go next.
Thanks, everybody. It's always a pleasure. Great group of guys. Great show. Loving it. Hopefully we can get back into the swing of things and not miss any time or little less time. it all really depends on whether or not DJ Wheat finds his passion or not, but we'll try.
AKA the Destroyer of Dreams.
It's true.
Just kidding. Anyways. I was the guy that slept through a fucking session.
You could have said nothing. I would have had nothing to come back. Now I've got fucking, oh shit, there's bullets in my gun. Look at that.
It's only fair. I try to, I send zingers, but I usually pair it up with one at myself is how I'm fair. I try to anyways. As always, guys, just, you know, if you haven't already, consider following us on Twitter. Mine is EG in Control. I stream on Twitch at In Control TV, and that's the best way to support me personally. In the very near future, I think we're doing Solemn on Monday, I believe.
Sounds right.
So I think that's coming up, and then we discussed when we can do the next episode of this. We have to clear with JP, but just know that we are as eager and excited as you are, and we're going to do it as soon as possible. So that's it for me. Thanks a lot.
Cool stuff. Adam, do some shout-outs.
Yeah. So if you want bonus supplementary director's cut edition stuff for Swan Song, follow me on Twitch, Adam Coble. I do the GM turn. Those of you who have already seen it know that it is an awesome hour and a half of me looking at spreadsheets, which is way more fun than it sounds. But yeah, come and check that out. I have all the back issues on my YouTube channel, which is the same. And then follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost, because that's where I talk about everything. So go there and follow me, and I will talk to you about Swan Song. I'm going to do a Q&A on JP's subreddit, like I always do. So if you have Qs, I will give you some A's, and I will see you there in like 5 minutes.
Sounds cool. Last but not least, Wheat.
Guys, thanks. Love Swan Song. It's the best. It's fantastic. So what Friday, the usual 8-bit, some Twitch Weekly. Not sure what's going on the rest of this weekend, but thanks for coming by. I don't really have much else to say. If you wanna watch like the most touching thing I've ever experienced on stream, you should go. And you want some Walking Dead spoilers? You should go to my YouTube channel and check out this video.
Oh my god, I want to watch that video so bad, but I gotta finish season 2.
I understand.
Like, you posted it, and I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, there's a lot of spoilers. I was really, really sure to put major spoiler tags on it, so
yeah.
Anyway, see you for some upcoming shows. Love you guys.
Cool.
Colon bracket.
Colon truth. Bracket what
truth.
Colon bracket.
Colon bracket, everyone. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys next time. I don't have anything else to say. I'll do my shout outs after we wrap the show up, so thanks everyone for watching. We'll let you guys know when we're doing it next as soon as humanly possible. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.